we're continuing on with the shiur that we started 2 weeks ago, which was we had a few different Gemaras which explained the halacha. At first, we started off with the Rambam, how the Rambam shows how one has to save themselves from danger. And then, and we brought down the Sefer HaChinuch, this was again 2 weeks ago, that explained that one can't, let's say, for example, suck coins, but the coin could have some type of germs on it or some type of things that could cause a person to get different skin issues. So very important, simple things. A person can't put themselves into a situation of sakana. But then we brought down Gemaras that showed that there are certain times that we don't handle with the sakana. We say everybody's doing it, Hashem, Shem Repusayim Hashem. And we want to know what is the Hagdara, meaning to say, on one hand, we see you have to guard yourself. On the other hand, things that people do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches Pesayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches, call it the fools.
What about doing the procedure, like the spinal procedure, the correct spinal procedure that's not necessary for your health?
What about doing a spinal procedure that's not necessary for your health?
Not necessary for your health. It's not life or death.
But and the question is,
you might be forever disabled or
that's right.
Are you putting yourself in a sakana, are you allowed to do something that is not detrimental to your health, but can have adverse effects?
So it's a great question. So the first thing. So I would like to. All these are good questions. Let's do first on page 7. On page 7, we have a Ben Ish Chai and Parshas Pinchas. The Ben Ish Chai and Parshas Pinchas says, Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Chamira Sakanta Fehim Yisur, a Sakana is worse than an Isser. Sheesh Lachash L'Safik, Sakana Fehim Yisur. Let's say a person has a Safik if they're doing an Isser. I'll give you an example. So let's say a person had a cleaning lady in their house, or today they're better yet known as cleaning person. A person has a cleaning person in their house, and they come home and they see that their urn has water in it, or their tea kettle has water in it, and their toaster oven is clean, and they're like, wait 1 second. Did she clean? She may have cleaned my urn. She may have. And she may have cleaned it with the same sponge that she cleaned the toaster oven with. Did my urn turn milchig? Was my sponge full of meat stuff and made now it fleshig? Or now that it used the toaster oven and now when used the urn, maybe it's all treif? Story happened this week. Person called me up with this question. We came out that we're not machzik. If we don't know if you're an isser, we don't start saying, well, maybe there was an isser. If you know chazaka cheskes isser, we don't start them. She didn't know. She didn't know what the cleaning lady did. She wasn't sure if the cleaning lady cleaned at all. And even if the cleaning lady cleaned, she didn't know what type of sponge the cleaning lady used. Well, yeah, I mean, the cleaning lady, yeah, she obviously didn't feel she could have a discussion with her. But if you even have a real suffix, yes, sir, we're making a certain time. But a suffix that kind of, you have to be more machmer. You have to save yourself from every suffix that kind of. Hein emet, it's true, says the Ben Ish Chai. We find many times Shem Rebbeinu Hashem. However, Al Yismach Adam Al Anes. Lamaisa don't rely on a miracle. They're not going to take away from your schuyas. Va'adam yishtad alasayis shmirah kol mashviyad alasayis v'ashem yisparach layim natayv. A person has to try his best to be as safe as possible. So he doesn't give any agdara. He like acknowledges the question. That the Gemara does say Shem Rupesayim Hashem. So like he said, well, even if the miracle done, Hashem is going to take away from your merits. Rabbi Chanan in Masechta Suva says, ask the same question. The Gemara in Ksubas brought down the idea of Shem Rupesayim Hashem. The Gemara of Ksubas brings down the idea of Shem Rupesayim Hashem. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, that's in Kavis Yurim, Koflam and Vav. What's the difference? Every suffer is a kana. You know, on Shabbos, think about this for a moment. Are you allowed to, if you don't know if there's a sakana, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos? If even you have a suffix sakana, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos? Yes. And we don't rely on Hashem Rabbeinu Hashem. Frek Rabbeinu Chanan, I don't get it. A suffix sakana, you're unsure of the other sakana, that warrants enough you could do chol Shabbos. Why? Because we look at every suffix sakana as a real thing that you have to save a life. So you're mechal, you know Shabbos, you know mitzvahs. So what is this that we'll say when it comes to women getting pregnant, or a question if they become pregnant, it's going to be a danger? Says the Rav Chachamim, let them have relations in a regular way. Shem Rupesayim Hashem. Frek Rav Chanan, I don't get it. It's a sakana. If it's a sakana, you can't do that. We'll be mechal Shabbos for it. And he brings down, the pshat is, v'tzarach loymer, if you skip a few lines down, he says, the ein ha'odam chayiv limonu meminik derech eretz. U'mimela havei ke'ilu ein b'yodei lishmar satsmai. This is a very interesting idea that he's saying. Says Rabbi Chanan, a person is not mechuyev to hold himself back from relation. The derech eretz is the way of the land. So if somebody's wife has a danger of becoming pregnant, say the chachamim, if the woman is nursing, or the woman is pregnant, or the woman is the girl is a certain age that she's young, well, from 11 to 12 years old, that it's too dangerous for her to become pregnant. Says Rabbi Chanan, you don't have to stop. That's the way of the land, and therefore it's not possible for him to guard himself. What's he supposed to do? He has to live, and this is the normal way of living. And then he's guarded from heaven. When he could guard himself, then he's not considered in the shemer b'sayim. With the nefesh, v'leyim, mishum, and mishumayim, Hashem is not going to watch. So Rabbi Chanan says, it's very simple, the Hagdara. Is it something that is the normal way of him living? If it's the normal way of him living, a person doesn't have to stop with the normal way of him living. And therefore, it's a normal way. It's a suffer sakana. It's a normal way. And this is the normal thing to do. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guard. But if there's something that is not the normal thing to do, then you're right, Hashem is not going to watch you. Now, let's think about what that means. Meaning, at night, a person's allowed to eat from the te'enim. A person's allowed to eat. That's what it seems like. There's going to be perhaps some venom. You're not mechayev to be worried about it. What about in the middle of the day? Then, yeah, at night, you're not mechayev to be worried about it. So what do we see over here? Things that are the normal way, a person's not mechayev to hold himself back from such a thing, and therefore it's like you can't guard yourself. What are you supposed to do? You can't. There's certain things you can't guard yourself from. Rav Nosi, what are you saying? What are you thinking? It seems like different than the Ben Ishchai. It seems like the Ben Ishchai is taking even a stronger stance that he'll actually lose his merits. Rav Chanan is saying, once you go in the normal way of things, you're not mechayev to do things abnormally. And once it's not abnormally, God is for sure going to watch you. And that doesn't take away from his chuyus. But hurt her. 100%. A sakana or kill her baby. Well, that's really, one second. Rav Chanan is just explaining the Gemara. You're right. You have a question on the Gemara. The Gemara is the one that says, the Chacham are saying, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. I mean, that's the Gemara saying. The Gemara is the one that's talking. The Gemara is saying that. The Gemara is saying that, No, the Gemara doesn't say that man has needs. All the Gemara brings down is that the Chacham say there are a lot to have relations and Shemayim is going to have mercy on him. The Gemara is putting this situation of that relationship in the geder, in the qual, it falls under the Shem Rabbisayim Hashem. That we have this idea of Shem Rabbisayim Hashem. And the Gemara says this case falls under that category. Rabbi Chanan is saying, what does that mean? It's because his words are, you're not mechuyev to hold yourself back from minhag derech eretz. That's normal. You're not mechuyev to hold yourself back from it. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying not to do. The Gemara, that means... No, 100%. Rav Meir is saying that that's what you need to do because it's a sakana. That's exactly what the Chacham are going against. The Chacham are saying, no, no protection. What are you doing? You're wasting seed like that. That's what the Chacham are coming to go against. The Chacham are saying, that it doesn't fall under. You can't do that, that you're doing an Avera. Meaning, it's according to the Chacham, you would be wrong to be able to make protection. There is this idea, Shem Rabbisayim Hashem, and if you take yourself out of Shem Rabbisayim Hashem, you're doing something wrong. That's what it's according to, it seems like according to the Chacham, that's what it seems. Yeah. 1 second, so you're asking. So there's two, okay, excellent question. So it's a little, it's not mamash 100% part of the sugya. When it comes to the contraceptive that the Gemara is talking about, it's not talking about taking something that there's no blocking at all. Meaning today, if a woman is taking whatever type of birth control pill, there's nothing blocking. It's just making that the hormones can't produce enough estrogen or progesterone in the proper way, whatever level is needed in order to be able to create conception. This is speaking about actually the chachamim, it's machloikas between Rashi and Tosis, if you actually put in a barrier before or right after relations to go ahead and schlep it out somehow. And to sub it out somehow. So that's exactly what the Chacham are saying. Now, you could answer, you could say, well, this whole thing is such a bar chashash, meaning maybe that's what Rav Chanan is saying. This is not such a common thing to happen. Since it's not such a common thing to happen, it doesn't fall under that Hagdara. Is that what it's saying? Is that what Rav Chanan is saying? Is Rav Chanan saying, let's think for a second. Is Rav Chanan saying that being that it's not, the chances are so remote, so therefore, meaning, why then does Rav Chanan have to add on that a person is not mechuyev to hold himself back from minhag derech eretz? You want to answer the question, you want to say, gosh, this is not such a, it's a crazy thing. Meaning, that's what you want to say. You want to say, it's such a far chashash, that we don't reckon. Reckon is the Yiddish word I believe. We don't handle such a chashash. It's like you're going to start being nervous about everything you can. So therefore, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have mercy. But Rav Chanan doesn't seem to be saying that. Rav Chanan adds on this idea that it's more about like you don't have to hold yourself back from living a normal life, and therefore. Meaning, you hear a difference? Nussi, what are you saying?
That's to address the Ben Ishchai's point. and I could lose studios. And I say, come say my channel, you lose studios. And if I'm saying, come say my channel, you have to lose normally, you have to lose normally.
Okay. Now, once we got into this, I wasn't planning on getting, I was going to get into the smoking part of things. Because Ramesh is going to say, this is a very big nafkamina. What about smoking? What about smoking? With smoking, we have to get into all this. It's so gishma. So, two pieces. Just one piece I want to tell you that the Ritva brings down, and we have it on page 3. The Ritva says, on Shem Rasayim Hashem, that it's a good thing not to be relying on Shem Rasayim Hashem. Meaning, the way I was explaining it now, you're wrong if you don't rely on Shem Rasayim Hashem. That's the way I presented the Gemara. And I was trying to figure out how far to take the Gemara, right? According to me, don't go like Rameh, do not put any barriers during intimacy. No way, you can't do that. That's the way I'm saying. Now, we had that Gemara when it came to, if you don't have a northern wind blowing, you're not allowed to have a bris milah because the northern wind is there to help the child heal. And if you don't have it, it's a sakana. And on that, the Gemara says, shayra b'tay mashah. The Ritva in Yevamos brings down that it's a good thing not to go ahead and have the milah of Hashem. Now, that is not, shayra b'tay mashah. Similar like to the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai is saying, you're going to do Shem B'Shem Hashem, you're going to lose chosin. You're going to lose merits. Meaning Shem B'Shem Hashem just tells me you're allowed to do it, but it's not the best thing to do. That means, seemingly, Zavol, you would assume, that the way the Ritva is saying, maybe it's actually better to go like the Rameir and use some type of protection. And the Chacham are just saying, you don't have to, but a better thing is to do such a thing like that.
Actually, say it's stronger because if someone puts off a bris because of this, they're really sick. They're over in his car. It's like, well, they're not doing that. It's not like a discretionary activity to make. I could have done this, but I won't do it now because, you know, I don't want
to give you another thing. The Ritva adds on when it comes to the bris milah. Now, remember, think about it. Today, we're talking about, we don't know about northern winds, but in the Ritva's mind, Ritva, 800-900 years ago, not so long, meaning long ago, but we're not talking about in the times of the Gemara. In the Ritva is saying, Mila on Shabbos. Mila on Zeicha Shabbos. Said the Ritva, the thing not to do a Mila on Shabbos when it's cloudy. Meaning, because when it's cloudy, somehow, however it was understood then, it blocks that northern wind. So it seems like, according to the Ritva, they're saying, Shabbos, better to not listen, to actually don't have that Mila. But that's what the Gemara says. Shem Rav Hashem, you don't have to work. I'm bringing a shita which seems to support this idea that Shem Rav Hashem isn't something you should rely on. If you want, you can, but better not to. That's what it seems to be saying. The Gemara says Shem Rav Hashem on that. That's what the Gemara brings down. Now, if you turn to which one should we do, smoking or contraception? Which one does I want first? Contraception. Page 5. The Binyan C. Binyan C. He speaks to the Shaul Shulman Yatsina speaks to Alexander Aaron, the Av Bezdin of Fagresheim. Fagresheim. I don't know where that is. Says the business scene like this. Somebody wrote to him and said that it was a woman, every single time she would give birth, it's very, very hard for her to give birth. She's a big sakana. Now the doctors are saying to the husband, don't go near her, which means don't have relations in that form. Because if she gets pregnant, she's going to die. And in the Lashon of the Shaila, it's Vitamos Vivadai. Hold on. And the man, no, If a guy is up to the point that he needs a pelegish, just he should go. The Gemara brings down that if a person is seeing himself doing an Avera, put on black and just do it. Don't take the Torah. Don't take the Gemara and use it as your plate. It's like Elia Shemata, like see him in 9 days. You know, don't do that. If a person needs it, don't pelegish me. Go do your thing, and then you'll have to deal with the shame and guilt. You think pelegish is going to take away your shame and guilt? What's it going to do? So to add it on somehow, it's more erotic. What is it that people would think that it's mutter? That's the answer. You want to assuage your guilty conscience? It's not going to work. Oh, it's not going to work. To make you a bigger creep. The Beis Shmuel Paskins already in heaven as you can't have one today. So the man asked, and with a broken heart, if he's able to go ahead and use a condom. Even though he's in the period of review, but he doesn't want to, you know. What's the response? So he brings down this Gemara. And he brings down Rameir, who says, put on a guard. Says the Chasamim, no, Sharem Seim Hashem. Explain the Binyanti, and this is what we want to get to. Even though the Rabbanan, I'm just translating it, we'll read some of it. This is by the hand on page 5, first column. Even though we have a call that Pikuach Nefesh, nothing stops Pikuach Nefesh, but that's when you have a Vaday Sakhanas Nefesh in front of us. For example, on Shabbos, we know if somebody is underneath an avalanche, even if it's a suffix, you go ahead and take off the avalanche, because even if it's a 0.001% chance that he's alive, you do it. But over here in this situation, there is no Pekuach Nefesh act over here done. There's no sakana right now. Avu b'shay to listen to his words, because you could apply it to other things, and we could apply it to smoking as well. Very important piece. Avu b'shaita inkam, at that time the nobukach nefesh rak shiyesh lachish l'sakan abba. If you do it, something could happen later. B'zavzli nebasaruba. Then you go after Rav. Meaning, normally when it's a kuch nefesh on Shabbos, right? Remember we asked the question. What on Shabbos you have a kuch nefesh, even if it's a tiny, tiny something, you save. That's the quote. You may have right now a kuch nefesh. But when it comes to having relations, because maybe later, maybe that's what the Shiloh was. If she gets pregnant, she will for sure die. That was in the Shiloh, and she's had babies before. Says the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion is teaching up the Gemara. You want to argue with him? Go be my guest. That's okay to argue. Let him finish his sentence. He's saying, otherwise, how in the world did he go to the sea? How could you ever go to the desert? Here is percentages of people who die. Remember, I remember, I've told the Olam. So when I worked there, I was running a camp in Philadelphia, and there was, unfortunately, a few summers ago, a child drowned in one of in Clementine water park. And I remember telling the director of the camp, I said, why do we need this? Why do we need it? Are you going to answer? Are you going to answer people going to water parks? Are you going to answer people going rafting this year? The person who drowned rafting, tubing? So should we answer? Should we say it's a sakana and you can't go or not? Oh, what was so now there? Is it a sakana? I don't know. It's a sakana to go. So he's saying, how in the world are people able to go to the Yam or go to the Midbar? Those are things that to do. Bench Karmel. Once again, why Bench Karmel? That means because it's a sakana that you were in. Remember what Reb Reuven told me. Very important, you cite. Reb Reuven and many others, you cite is, you have to be in a situation of a sakana, right? And he asked me, what's halacha? What did I say? No gemel. He's like, wait, you weren't in the sakana. Sakana. Well, I said it. You know, Reb Reuven said, saying, wow, baruch shekivanti. What the var? The var is, when you're in a situation of a sakana, that in that situation, if engines fail, you are in sakana, says Reb, and that's why Reb Moshe holds. That's why Reb Moshe holds, for example, in the plane, according to Reb Moshe in Tshuva, we don't go like that. Really, every plane ride should be mechuyeva. Yeah, people go from Israel, that's the minute of the oil. So my point is, how are you able to do go in a thing that you're saying, Teretz says, there is a sakan over there. If you wouldn't be a sakana, Chasal wouldn't be misakin. Says Ibn Yitzian. The echmot l'chavchil l'chnes l'sakan, l'avrov v'nishmat m'al nav j'seichem. Allah karchoyach. Must be. Kiven de ba'oysesha, at that point that he's going, you know sakana. So you go after Rive. Rive people. You go after Rive. By the way, Rive, majority. What does he mean, Rive? What he means most. Like, the very, very slim, tiny amount of people drown tubing. A tiny amount of people drown going to water park. A very, 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 very tiny amount. So therefore, It's not a problem. You bring another rive from the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, "Afilu nachash karcha kevay." Somebody damish manesri. He had the snake on his heel. He shouldn't be mafsek. But when it comes to an akrav, he is mafsek. Why? What's the difference between a nachash and an akrav? The guy damning shemena esrei. The guy damning shemena esrei, and he has a snake. Let me tell you, Zav, I'm not starting up with you tonight. But if you had a snake around your ankle while you damish shemena esrei, what would you do? You would kick it off. Don't be mafsik. We're talking about, wow. Why? It says to Rambam, you want to know why? Most times they don't bite. Wow. Tarsus. Right now you're not in the situation of a sakana. That's a funny agdar that he's doing. Right now you're not in the situation of a sakana. So therefore, that's why, as long as she's not pregnant when they're having relations, she's not in the sakana. So therefore, you could be soimech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if there's a sakana right now in front of you that you see the sakana in front of you, then it's even if it's a suffet, you're machal Shabbos. But if you don't see the sakana in front of you right now, then you go after Rav. He's not going like that. He doesn't spell it out like that. He doesn't spell. He's saying right now you don't see a sakana that happened. Let's finish. Let's see how he comes to the conclusion. Because according to this, smoking, when the person is smoking, there is no sakana. It's not. The sakana is not from smoking the cigarette. It's not immediate. The accumulation, so and many people smoke and nothing happens to them. Yeah. And same thing with drugs. It's true. So according to this opinion, Sian, all of those things fall under Shem B'Sayim Hashem. Says the opinion, Sian, Vayoytim is that what comes out from this. The need in our Shayla, in this question, that even if we believe the doctors, but we can't believe that she's for sure going to die. How could they go ahead and decide? She gave birth to many kids, so now he adds on something else. She gave birth to many kids and she didn't die. So now you're all of a sudden saying that she's for sure going to die? How do you know? He's saying, it comes out that's a faker. Maybe she'll be pregnant, maybe she won't. And even if she'll become pregnant, maybe she's not going to die. So therefore, he says, no protection necessary. And he ends off with all the other Rishayim to be able to prove that what he's saying. Okay. That's a different story. Comes along Rav Chaim Oizer, the greatest of the greatest of the great, the greatest of the great, and he says like this. Now, I'm just saying, we see over here some Hagdara, we don't have it exactly clear. It's very important to be able to understand what it is. Rav Moshe definitely says later on when it comes to smoking, he's saying if you look at all the people in the hospitals, they're not sick because they smoke. That's not what it is. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that falls on the Shem of Hashem. It may not be the right thing to do. You may be able to go ahead and charge a person money if you're sitting around smelling their secondhand smoke. But you can't say it's an usur because of a sakana. It's a very important idea. Now, Achiezer. We'll end off with Achiezer because this Achiezer is very important. As a general rule, Poskim do not allow form of a barrier. They're very, very not nachas to that. Rav Moshe was very, very not nachas to make on this Achiezer. There's so many tshuvas. An actual barrier, so you shouldn't have conception, any form of condom or anything like that. Rav Moshe was not in that world. But let's read Achiezer's shu. So he brings down a shiloh and Tafresh and Gimel. Anybody knows when that is? Tafresh and Gimel were in Tafshin Pehe. 131 years ago. Make sense?
Yeah.
Rav Chaim Oizer. Yes. So he said like this, a lady, you know, doctor said that she didn't come a sakana if she got pregnant. Is she allowed to have relations by putting on some type of moich, some type of condom? And he brings down the Rav Akiva Eiger, the Venus Adam, or very machmer. But he brings down the Tzemach Tzedek with Mekel. He wants to know what he holds. So, says the Achiezer, you have to say that the Rabbanon who allow you to do it the normal way and you rely on Shem V'Seim Hashem is because it's a very, very big, very far chashash. His lashon is umiyuta de miyuta she'enem matzach de zaber, meaning it's such a chashash rachel. It's so far. Of a chashash in these three cases, for a lady to be pregnant and get pregnant again, or a nursing woman to get pregnant, or a kid. He's saying, look at the cases. Those cases are just. It's not the normal thing for a girl to become pregnant in that situation. It's not normal for a girl to become pregnant. Remember, the Binyan Tzion is saying that situation, and he parallels it to any lady who has a sakana. Says Achiezer, look at what the cases are. We're talking about a girl from 11 years old, a girl that's a woman that's nursing, a woman that's pregnant. Those cases of her becoming pregnant while she's pregnant, or pregnant while she's, those are very big, very, not very, very, very uncommon. And therefore, Shem V'Seim Hashem, and he brings down, I ain't B'Ritva, Sheikh Shul Pirish Rashi, look at the Ritva, we asked according to Rashi, the Rabbon, and a few, honey, give me a series of Moich, Vamai, give me the Kasakana, Heich Machdis is Asma Shem V'Seim Hashem. Ritva is like, how is it possible? It's a situation of a Sakana. How is such a thing shayach? So he says, you must say that it's really a big, a very rachatik chashash, and it's a miyash ein matzoi, and therefore the rabbanon are not chayshish, and on that you could be chayshish Hashem v'seim Hashem, which is an interesting thing. I mean, Achiezer is going differently than what we've said before. He's not saying this because the way the Binyan Tzion is saying, because right now you don't see a sakana. He's saying because the chances are just so slim. Well, if the chances are so slim, then why do you even have to come unto Shem V'Seim Hashem to begin with? I don't know. Then he brings down V'ayim HaShikot V'zat P'shuvah Binyan Tzion. He brings down the Binyan Tzion and he says, it's very shvar to go ahead and weigh these svaras that he's bringing down in a situation of a sakana. And therefore, he says, only in a place that's a chashash rachak, a far chashash, that's when we say it's a, what's it called? It's not a problem. But if it go ahead and have regular relation. In a situation where the did the Reifim say, how could you go ahead and say not like that? And therefore, Avad and Avada, you're able to be Mekel and you're allowed to use a Moich. This is what the Achiyadar said. I'm just bringing out that we clearly see a difference of how far to take it. The Achiyadar is learning that Gemara as it's one in a million. One in a million is like such a far chashash. We're not going to be worried about it. Ben Yitzian is not going so far like that. Ben Yitzian is Vard is, do we see the Sakana in front of us? Do we not see the Sakana in front of us? So therefore, according to Ben Yitzian, the doctors say that she can't get pregnant. She's had babies before. Achiyadar is like, what are you talking about? The doctors know what they're talking about. Ben Yitzian is saying, well, they may know what they're talking about, but it's still not a high chance. Look at the Raiv, in the Raiv situation. Achiyadar is saying, basically, if it's not like a 1% chance, if it's like a 10% chance of her getting into a problem, says Achiyadar, she's not under Shaiva Pesayim Hashem. What is the Ben Yitzian saying? If you don't see the Sakana in front of you, you're allowed to go after Raiv. And since most situations is not a problem, therefore, this lady is not allowed to go ahead and be Meshamish B'meich. She's not allowed to use any type of barrier. So what do we learn so far? Just to bring out, and we'll continue Mirat Hashem next week. We brought down the Gemaras. We see that there's some type of difference. Like, on one hand, you're not allowed to put it to yourself in the Sakana. But on the other hand, we see Shem B'Sayim Hashem. We're trying to balance it out. We had the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai brought down that Shem B'Sayim Hashem, it's going to take away your tzchusim. We have Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan's line is not because it's a very far sakana. Rav Chanan says, a person doesn't have to hold himself back from Derech Eretz. I can't control myself. He's not busy with a roiv, not roiv. He just, I'm allowed to live a normal life. And if so, I can't, what am I supposed to do? That's the way Rav Chanan's. We had the Ben Yitzian, who clearly says the Vard is. We had Ben Yitzian, who clearly says the most important piece is, do you have a Sakana in front of you? And he says, when the people go out to the Midbar, right? The people go out in the Yam. There is a Sakana there, enough that you have to go ahead and be Ben Shkaimel. That means there was an ace that happened to you. Oh, so how could you go there in the first place? Terrence says, right, people don't die like that. It's a sakana. You don't see the sakana right now. You don't see a sakana right. It's not right in front of you. Therefore, Ben Yitzian says, if you don't see it right in front of you, even if there is some situation, that falls under Shemir of Sayyid Mashiach. Right, but if skiing, think about skiing. Skiing. How would we put it? It's dangerous. Yeah. Most people don't. Most people don't die. But what's up, Shat? When you're going to the Sakana at that moment, I don't know, you have to think about each case. For Mitzvah, I'm going to continue next week. We'll go through Ramesh's Tshuva on smoking and other Tshuvas. Thank you, Rabbi Isai. Whoever sponsored it, am I allowed to say who sponsored it? I don't know who sponsored it. I didn't see. Oh, so I didn't know. Sponsored by Zavel in honor of, please, I want to read it. Thank you so much. Sponsored by, how do you say your wife's name? Okay, sponsored by Zavel and Joni Perlman, because the man is always first. On the wonderful occasion of the birth of the first granddaughter. Wow, mazel tov. Sivya, Shaiva, Sophia, Joy. To their children, Akiva and Stacey Paul. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. And Mirtz Hashem, we should see a lot of nachas from all the kinder, Mirtz Hashem. Shkayach, atzach rabbi.